Shalom and good morning. We are blessed people. We are privileged people. We are honored to have God on our side. We are on pilgrimage. We are navigating this world. We are aliens, strangers, and we are looking for a home. We are looking for a city. Just like our father Abraham, whose builder and architect is God. And God is not ashamed to call us his children because he has prepared that city. The book of Revelation, we discovered that that city will come. That is the dwelling of God's people. So the book of 1 Peter is a book of encouragement, is a book of assurance, is a book that encourages believers who were going through severe persecution because of their choice in following Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of their lives. Peter wrote to assure them that what they were going through was part of the grace of God. And he told them, you need to know how to stand on this grace. And the many things that we are going to read, or the many things that Peter wrote to them, was to help them on how to stand on the grace. You know, standing has got a picture of a person who is pressed on all sides by weeds. Weeds from outside, weeds of persecution from outside, and weeds from inside. That was a temptation and perversion and living a pagan life. So all those weeds would make a believer to fall out. But Peter is writing and tell them, you can stand firm. You can be faithful. You can remain. You can walk in those paths as aliens, as strangers. And you can emerge victorious. Why? Because your Lord and your Master, Jesus Christ, became an example. And he left us an example to follow. And so he is expecting us not to fall. Then he says, brothers and sisters all over the world went through the same path and they overcame. And there are those currently going through severe lives of persecution. And they are standing. So Peter tells them, I'm also going through persecution as I write to you. I am in Rome. He said he was in Rome. But I'm sending this letter as an encouragement to assure you that what you go through, God is involved. And so he tells them that you can be secure. That God's grace means you have security. The last session we looked at, we dealt with the believers' security. And we discovered that their security came from their relationship with God the Father, their relationship with God the Holy Spirit, and their relationship with God the Son. And the Son, God the Son, has given them birth, or they were born again into the living hope. They were born again into the living hope. They had a hope that was kept in heaven. They had a treasure. They had an inheritance. So this security, they were told that we want to assure you. They were given an assurance that you not get lost here because God is involved and God has given you grace. Grace is God's enablement. It's God's power. Somebody said that the name grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. So we have God's riches. will navigate this valley of pain, valley of Baker, with grace. We'll stand on the grace. That's the only secure place. Grace is the only secure place that we can stand and come out clean. And we are going also to influence these people, to let them follow Christ as they see what we are doing here. God reminded them, you are here on a mission. You are the light and the salt. Let people see you. Let people see me through you. And so I'm committed. God said, I'm committed to make you stand firm. And so this book for 1 Peter is about standing firm on that grace. Now this session, which we are looking at 1 Peter 1, verses 10 to 25. Now we want to understand, how do you fix your hope completely on that grace? God has given us grace. So we want to encourage ourselves to fix our hope on that grace. So we want to understand what it means to fix our hope completely on the grace to be brought at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The moment we understand Jesus, that's the time God releases that grace. We will understand how our salvation, which was prophesied in the Old Testament, came to us in these new days when we were born again. And then, as we fix our hope on that grace that is being released, Peter says, we then need to live in holiness, in fear of God, and in love for one another. I think these are the key principles we want to learn in this, that we need to stand on the grace. We fix our eyes on the grace. Look, we are standing on the grace of God. Then we fixed our eyes on the grace to be revealed. And grace is God's riches to be able to overcome persecution and to become an example to the people and to win them to Jesus Christ. So that's what we want to learn here. And so we want to ask ourselves, then what is this grace? What is the grace? Peter is really talking about grace. And he mentioned a few things about grace. Now, if you look at 1 Peter 1 and verses 2, see, he actually talked about grace. What did he say about grace? He said, grace and peace be yours in abundance. So he's talking about grace be yours in abundance. We can only fix our eyes on this grace because we understand that grace is ours in abundance. It is there for our taking. Hebrews had said, come to the throne of grace. There's a throne of grace that we may receive this grace and find mercy to help us in the time of need. So we need grace now to help us in the time of need for us to be secure. Now, not only that grace is ours in abundance, but also 1 Peter verses 10. This is what he says about grace. Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you such intently with eagerness and greatest care. Now, they are talking about that the grace was promised. Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace. The prophets spoke of God's riches at Christ's expense. He spoke of a time when the people were living, Peter's people are living, when we are also living. So this grace is not just given now, it has been prophesied by the prophets. But now Peter says, this grace has come. It was prophesied, now it is here with us. Now, verses 13, where we want actually also to start, it says, therefore with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Now, this Peter is talking about grace that existed, that has always been there, follower taking. He says it will be ours in abundance if we ask of it. We need to stand on this grace. But he also said, fix our eyes on the grace to come. So we are told that grace is ours in abundance. And we need to know that. And so Peter, now talking about this, he goes on to talk about how then do we fix our eyes and live in holiness and live in the fear of God. Verse 11, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. So he says that let's live in holiness. As we look for the grace, as we fix our eyes on the grace to be revealed, as we stand on the grace of God, then let's also not conform. Let's be obedient and not conform to the evil desires which we lived in ignorance. Set yourself apart. Be holy. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it's written, be holy because I'm holy. So we are promised that the grace of God will help us to be holy, to be set apart. Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. So the number two things, he said that grace will not only help us to live as a set apart people, different, and not to indulge in the things, in the evils we used to do, but we also need to live as foreigners in reverent fears. Fear is that awe. We reverence God. We love God. We give ourselves to God in a lot of hope. We love him. We don't want to do anything against him. That's the reverent fear. Grace help us to do that. Because he says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you are redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect. So we know that we have been born again, not with perishable things, but with the blood of Jesus, so we can live in reverent fear. Then he says, he was chosen before the creation of the world. We've been told about this Lamb of God, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Praise God. Through him, you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorify him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Being told about Jesus Christ and the things he has done to make us believe and to stand on this grace. And these words are giving us security. How we are related with God, with Jesus. Through him, you believe in God only. God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your hope and my hope and my faith are in God. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love, so you have sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart. Now, Peter finishes this session of fixing our hope in the grace to come, and still standing on the grace, and being set apart, having the fear of God, he finished this and saying, this grace will give us ability to love one another. So he says, because you obey the truth, you love another, love each other with sincere love. Have that sincere love. That love, you love another from deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So Peter is finishing by talking about that we have been born again by the word of God. What a grace. What grace. Christ's expense. This God's riches at Christ's expense. All what will help us to live a victorious life is just because of the richness of God. It's just because of what God has done. It's just because of the riches that God gives us, giving us birth by his word and helping us to love each other, to fear him, and to live a set life or set apart life. Father, we thank you. Help us to fix our eyes on the grace to come when you are revealed, and help us to stand on this grace so that we are not pushed aloud. Thank you for the security that these words gives us, in Jesus' name.